Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy Podcast, episode 115.
We're 2022.
We are. Yay. Woo, we made it. So great stuff. Ball dropped again. That's crazy. Or maybe it didn't. Maybe they're never going to see this. Maybe we didn't make it to 2022.
Yeah. What if, like...
Like, it, maybe
Y2K Rush, 22 years later. Maybe. They were just wrong about it, and it was Y22K.
Christmas
Day. Has anybody thought about this?
Christmas Day, Russia decided this is the day we're taking over Ukraine. We all know how that went, because we're dead. Crazy. World War III. Don't do it, kids.
We were 22 years too early on Y2K. Enjoy this last episode.
That's not how that works. But
that's not how the... They're going to be gone if that were the case.
Do you know why Y2K hysteria, like why?
Do you know why 2K?
They were afraid computers, right?
Like, dabbing but, IRL.
But what about
like they
it?
They couldn't like update or something, right? Or like
it's because they were worried that all the computers would turn to 00 because that's how they wrote the years. So like 2022 doesn't do this. And they were worried it would like ruin everything and things would be set back. And then hysteria went from there. And then it became a whole.
Did you know my parents had us put 2 liter bottles of water underneath our like house just in case Y2K was a thing? I vividly remember doing that.
They should have stocked
Welcome
up on
to the
paper.
GG Over Easy podcast. Enjoy this episode, everyone.
Let's get into it.
My warts are gone.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break. Hi, ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 115. And in today's episode, we've got a big ol' lineup of very topical news. Okay, listen. We're recording this about 3 weeks ahead of time of whatever you're hearing
it's
this.
It's the new year!
Yeah, oh my god. Yeah, we're in the new year. At this point, we are in 2022.
2022.
I don't know about 2022, you.
But I'm feeling 2022.
Wait a minute.
Oh, man.
Everything will be all right if you keep me next to you.
Dude, Mr. Rich feeling himself. Keep going.
What
dude.
About...
Just Taylor.
COVID's still here. COVID-22.
Crazy. Actually, it's like, they're like, wait, what year is it? Oh, it's 2022.
Oh, shoot. We were supposed to be gone by.
And my warts deuces. Are gone. So if you guys are wondering about those are now gone.
Really? Why don't you show us the foot then? It's so out of focus. It's just white.
Nice feet, dude.
Wow, that's hot.
For all the feet incredible. People are getting content right now.
You see what's
if
crazy?
If you're a foot
is...
person and you see my foot, dude, and like that gets you hard, sure.
Congrats. See, the thing
you're
is,
someone's,
you can,
you're
you can
someone's
see,
dream out there, Rob.
You can see where the stress and pressure is put on your feet because you have normal feet with arches. I do not.
Really?
Like, there are flat feet and then there are my feet glued to the ground. Which
yeah,
is
I have great,
partially why I have back problems.
I have great arches in my feet.
I got to get some Shoals or McGowan, whatever that is. All right.
So we have a bunch of Patreon questions to answer. So if you're in the live chat, please ask away because we're going to stall at all these questions. All right.
I could look at some trivia.
Could do whatever you want, Mr. Fruit. We could do that in between questions if you want.
Sure.
And I'm pretty good at trivia too, so I'm pretty smart.
Okay.
Well,
tell me, what category are we looking for?
Geography.
Okay, I'll choose the category.
What, you said you don't like geography?
Yeah, but like, who's listening and be like, let's listen. Geography trivia.
That's
let's
just what I'm good it. At. Goo Boy says, howdy everyone. What is your favorite Christmas gift you got somebody this year? I got my friend a replica of Thorn from Destiny. Merry holidays.
What?
That's really cool.
You're that a good friend.
Can I be your friend?
Can I be your friend?
Wait, so they got him a Thorn, but what'd they ask us?
What's our favorite gift we got somebody this year?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. Not really giving any gifts.
You didn't give much this year, did you?
Bro, when I tell you, like, my mind cannot, like, it was seriously. It was just a day, and then someone's like, it's Christmas. I'm like, what?
Have you gotten your Secret Santa gift yet?
Yeah.
Do you feel confident about it?
I mean, I guess. The only real gift I'm getting is for Claire, and I'm confident about it because we ordered it together because you needed it. So I'm feeling pretty good about that one. It's a Switch OLED.
Oh.
That's what it is.
I'm going to get...
Swold. The Swold.
She's
I love the abbreviation for it. Sorry.
I'm going to get Sydney some cookbooks. Because that's what she asked for, not because I think she needs to know how to cook or something. Yeah. It's because that's what she really asked for.
It's not gender norms or anything like that. Just, okay? What about you, Blue?
You could say your content hoodies.
Gift cards. Nice. I gave people gift cards. Listen, man, the past 2 years, bro, my gift game has been off. And do you know why? Because the world has been a hellstorm of pain and suffering. And guess what? That's okay. But also, gift cards are tight. I do love me some gift cards. So I give other people gift cards.
Put a picture of your hoodie in there, Blue, and tell them that's coming on a later date, just not on Christmas.
I need to do that. Some gifts. I forget, but I want people to know that, like, I do appreciate them.
No, I do remember. I did give a really good gift this year.
Oh.
I gave my content hoodie
to
my mom.
Oh!
That's nice.
Did she like it?
I don't know yet.
But I will know when
this podcast comes out, she'll probably love it. Absolutely. When I got the hoodie... I was like, you know what?
Yeah, I like it.
Let's go to my mom. Think it's a also, nice hoodie. Also the content hoodies coming out soon.
Yeah.
Check that out right on Rob's shirt right there. Wow, look at that beautiful thing right on Rob's hoodie. He doesn't even know he's wearing it.
Oh, this thing.
Oh.
I have this coming, in the black one.
Coming to a store near, well, a store. Coming to the content shop near you.
Oh, do you guys want to see the shoes that, these are the shoes that Dado got me for Christmas.
What? Oh,
wow.
Yeah. You know how, like, in the DMs, he was like, tell me what you, like, let me know what you want. And then I asked him, like, I think it was like 2 months ago these came out, and I was like trying to get them, and I wasn't able to get them for retail. So, good guy, Dado.
Bro, Dado is so generous. If you guys didn't know this, Dado is like disgustingly generous with his money.
I asked him to clean out my Destiny 2 vault.
Oh, really?
That video goes live the day we're recording this, you know?
No way.
Yeah, that was my gift.
That's funny. He went like through
because
your thing
he won't accept, or... like, Dado, I don't need a gift. So I was like, okay, fine. Help me clean out my vault. So, all right.
Did you like sit down with him and clean it out, or did you like?
Oh, he watched and told me, and he said he's cleaned out a lot of vaults. And you know what? I'm honored. He said mine was the worst. So.
Oh. Mine was the worst.
We deleted like 300 things. It was rough.
Was it a lot of why do you have this?
It's a lot of like what.
He's the like, fuck?
Yeah, and he's like, I don't even remember that perk because it's so bad. I'm like, yeah.
My vault would probably be pretty similar to yours in what the hell is this?
But at least you probably have just, like, I just, you know, treasure or trash. I take it all. I don't know. So, yeah, that was, yikes. Okay. Well, what was the very first... Or what year was the very first model of the iPhone released?
2008.
Blue?
It's either 2007 or
2004. No.
It's way too early.
2007.
Blue is right. 2007.
Yeah. Fuck! I knew four, that. I fucking
I remember
knew that.
Four... I remember four because iPods. And I remember having an iPod. And then I remember just a couple years later, the iPhone. And I was like, the hell? Poggers.
I didn't get like my first iPhone or smartphone till like my junior year, though. Like for like another like 5 years.
These are all technically technology trivia questions. We'll rapid fire because some of them are pretty easy. Like this one. What's the shortcut for the copy function on most computers?
Control C. Right?
Blue.
To copy, right? That's what you said, right?
Oh, yeah. Copy. Oh, control C, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is often seen as the smallest unit of memory?
My dick. Oh, memory.
Short term?
Technology questions, right?
The shortest memory. Oh, short. Kilobyte. Said short. I'm funny.
What's your rig got? Short term memory. Well, I got DDR5. I don't know about.
Well, you said like what is the smallest memory, and I was like short term.
Oh God. Blue. Ooh, that's do you have an answer? Funny. Oh my God.
The
I was serious too.
I know you were.
It's not megabyte. It's I know there's oh, I can think about this. Because not a megabyte, but I remember floppy disks would not do it megabyte based, they would do it kilobyte based. So I think it's kilobytes.
Both right. Congratulations.
I can't believe I got the Apple one wrong.
Yeah, so far Blue is ahead. Yikes.
Yeah.
For Rob, great
I'm
for
winning
Blue.
For once.
Is Java a type of OS?
Java?
Mm-hmm.
Is a type of OS. OS stands for operation system. I don't think so. No.
Java is absolutely an operating system.
It is operating system, not operation system. And Rob is right.
Nice.
Java is a language, not an
operating
system. That's
what I was
going to
say. I think it's like.
What are you talking about?
I thought it was like CX or like whatever.
Like Windows, Linux, those are operating.
Those are OSs. Like those are.
Okay,
like...
well, one, you're wrong because Java OS is a real thing.
Okay, well, if that's a new
thing. So you trick questioned me.
Java OS. When did that come out?
Java has their own operating system.
Well, it's not very popular, I'll tell you that.
Does anybody actually use Linux?
Okay, maybe that was a deep
cut. A lot of people use Linux. Well, like, not like your average Joe, because they're like, Linux, you kind of you have to set up yourself and stuff, and it's all open source. But I'm not seeing anything about Java OS. Point is, though, I think they were talking about Java, the language.
All right. Well, if they're talking about Java language, then it's definitely a language. All right. Whatever. I'll take the L on that, despite me being correct.
Who is often called the father of the computer? I don't know this one.
Steve Wozniak.
Yeah, isn't it Steve Wozniak?
Charles Babbage.
Who the fuck is that?
The father of the computer.
I thought Steve Wozniak,
Steve Wozniak.
I don't think Steve is his first name.
Yeah, no, it was
because I'm confusing Steve Jobs and Wozniak, and I'm combining them.
Charles Babbage, English mathematician and inventor, who is credited with having conceived the first automatic digital computer. He designed two calculating something. So
wild, dude! Like, I always think about this when I see like videos of dinosaurs and stuff, and I was like, if they really wanted to, they could have discovered internet. You know what I mean? Like when you see things like in the 1700s, it's like internet was being like you could have made internet back then, and they just did it.
What are you talking about?
Like they could have discovered it. Like you could have made the computer. You could have done all this. Okay, well, first off, and you don't all those little things.
Discover the internet. Like, you need to. You have to.
Well, you invent it. You know what you I mean? Like it's out
the technology
there.
Like, to get there.
That's what I'm saying. Like you could.
They
like,
were not ready.
If I'm when I'm watching like Paul Revere riding around, I'm like, damn! Like somewhere out there, like you could have like created the internet. Like that's the same world where the internet exists. Like that's just crazy to me. Like
yeah, the caveman get you to bed, ooh, grandma.
Fire,
like
fire, circle, internet.
Like you know what I mean, though. Like
it's a logical caveman, next step.
When
yeah.
caveman made fire, like you could have like also made internet at some point.
And
in
his
that
bro's
same
like,
world.
Unga boonga boonga. Why stop you know here? Let's make the internet. He's like, dude.
Sure, grandpa. Let's get you to bed.
Come on. What does HTTP stand for?
Oh, I know this.
Huge Titanic titties.
No.
No. I said that so seriously. No.
It's not that. HTTP.
Yes.
Fuck.
It was close.
No, it's not that.
No.
Can you give me the first word?
Hyper.
Nah, there's no chance I know it then.
Hyper.
That like hyper technology tectonic plates.
Wow.
What the fuck?
He got it. That's crazy.
I can't believe he got it.
It is Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
No shot. I thought I had heard what HTTP stood for, but
I knew that, but that's because that's the only language I ever learned.
That's a language? HTTP? Kind of like...
Well, like, I did...
HTML?
HTML, which always used basic stuff, and so...
Yeah, that's what Neopets used.
I learned Hypertext Transfer Protocol. They're just like, hey, here's what HTTP stands for.
It's true,
like,
bro.
Ah, that'll come in handy.
If you wanted your profile to look cool or your guild to look cool, you had to know how to code HTML and Neopets, and that shit was hard.
It's so easy. Looking back,
like, yeah, like
there's
like,
a reason. I was also like easy. 10. So,
well, I mean, no, like I agree. Like I was like 11 making websites out of HTML, and I was like, dude, I'm hacking the matrix. But it's just like bracket header bracket this bracket
slash br
bracket p bracket. Right, so like it was super easy. What was the name of the man who launched eBay back in 1995?
Steve Wozniak.
I have no idea.
Charles Babbage. No. Pierre Omidyar.
Oh, he's French.
Yeah, Pierre Omidyan.
I don't know. I've never.
What?
All right, we'll do like three more trivias, and then we'll go to...
He's still alive. Would you look at that? He is a French-born Iranian-American billionaire. Oh, would you look at that? Good for him.
Or is that Iranian?
There's only three more. Which email service is owned by Microsoft?
Steve Wozniak.
Wait, one more time?
Oh, Outlook.
Which email service is owned by Microsoft?
Outlook.
One more time?
Oh, wait. No, it's not Outlook. It's
email service is owned by Microsoft.
It's Outlook. Yeah, it is Outlook. Yes, yeah, it's Outlook.
Yeah, it's Outlook. Because it fucking wants me to log in every fucking time I log into my fucking Windows.
It is Hotmail. Yes.
So it's Hotmail.
So it's Outlook.
So it's Hotmail.
Outlook. Dude, you need to. Whoever is writing these questions, you need to get better answers. That's mine. I'm getting a point for that.
Google Chrome, Safari, thanks. Firefox, and Explorer are different types of what?
What? Internet browsers.
Google Chrome, Safari, Firefox, and Explorer are different types browsers. Of what? Correct. What was Twitter's original name?
TweetDeck. 2.
I don't know. MySpace 2.
TWTTR. There's no I.
Wait a minute, that's sick.
It was Twitter.
Wait, why is it, that should be Twitter. That? That should be how it is now. That's a dope ass name.
Yeah, I don't know why they ever changed that. All right, that was our technology. We can continue with science after a couple more questions.
Science these nuts in your mouth.
Bet.
Sorry, hold on. I'm just answering an email. One more time?
On Outlook?
Question. I don't know.
Question. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I thought you did a trivia one. Okay. Got a question here from Trayborn. Says, another million-dollar question. You are transported into any video game of your choosing, and you get $1 million if you beat it. What game do you choose, and you feel confident that you can beat it without losing or dying?
Pokemon Sword and Shield. Any newer gen Pokemon.
Like you're just cakewalk.
Any newer gen Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Just about any Pokemon game.
Yeah, and the new ones are free.
I don't know, like CS, man?
Yeah.
Well.
No, Rob, you're trying to live.
Yeah, I guess I could beat a Pokemon game, right? Like, there's no way I would lose to Bugcatcher Joey, right?
You'd find a way.
I don't know, Rob. I feel like it's going to be a little hard for you.
I bet that's where Joey actually got his name. He's like Bugcatcher Joey, but actually called it About Time Joey.
His mom's like, we're going to name you after this bug catcher.
Oko says, Blue, are you still planning on progging on Gunbreaker despite your frustrations? Paladins is feeling pretty nice if I do say so myself. And then it says, edit. After a few days of some X farm, I can confidently say I was wrong. Taking just feels off this expansion regardless of what I say or what I play. Warrior feels boring. Paladin and Gunbreaker rotations are jank. And Dark Knight feels gutted compared to Stormblood. I've talked to some other Savage tanks and they agree. So I was wondering what your thoughts were.
I definitely don't think tanking feels as nice as it did the last X-Pack.
I think it's called X-Packs. Not expansions.
Yeah. I think Paladin feels really clean. Oh, did you time out?
No, it was X-Pack. I was just...
Oh, yeah. X-Pack. I thought you were, like, asking Zoltan. A question. And I was like, oh, Mr. Fruit's taking an interest. Yay! Aww.
I am taking... But, like, what am I going to ask there? Like, where do I... Well, as a Savage tank myself, I do know what that means, though. I do know what that means. Savage tank? I know what that means.
What does that
like
mean?
DRK a lot.
It means that they're in-game tanks that are used to doing Savage raids, which are hard. So, like, the reason you ask them is because clearly they know what they're talking about, and they know what it looks like to play an in-game tank. Right?
I think DRK is really clean, to be honest.
Was I right?
You are correct, and I'm proud of you. But I do think DRK feels really clean. I think Warrior also feels very clean. Paladin is pretty decent. It just sucks that it deals like so little damage. My least favorite tank is definitely Gunbreaker right now, because from the EXs I've done, my god, is it a nightmare to weave in cooldowns.
Well, sometimes the first problem is who thought a gun would make for a good tank.
Stop making sense. But the point is, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like they're overbloating some of the tank kits, especially Gunbreakers, when they have like a really nice balance last X-Pack. And I don't know. I just feel like they're adding buttons onto tanks that don't need them. Because like the priority of a tank is to tank, right? And obviously like our DPS buttons should feel good. But I feel like our DPS felt really good last X-Pack, and now it just feels a little over the top. A little too much. A little too much bloat. I feel like tanks are the most bloat. Got the most bloated out of all of the jobs.
Got a question here from Stedrin. Says, what is 6 × 9 + 6 + 9?
69. Nice.
Wait, what? Say again?
What is 6 × 9 + 6 + 9?
540.
Hold on.
He's like, wait a minute.
Breaking out the thingies.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm better if I visually see it, but I think it's 540.
No, it's 78.
You said 6 × 9 + 6 × 9, right?
Plus 9.
Wait, plus 9?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, well then say it again.
6 × 9 + 6 + 9.
Oh, I thought the last one was a times 9.
69.
So
I think it's 78.
Well, I think that maybe they're trying to like get you with operations, but in which case I think it's the exact same. So 6 + 6 × 9.
63.
Plus 6. 69. Times 9.
Plus 9.
It's 69. It's 69.
What's 6 × 9?
54.
69.
Oh, it's 54?
It's literally 69.
Oh, you're right. It is. Fuck, it's not 63. I was thinking 9 times 7. Ah.
69.
If I like wrote it out in front of me, I would have gotten it right, but I was trying to do it in my head.
Of course.
That was crazy that you did the times 9 one in your head and got 5 whatever.
I mean, it's not just 60 times 9.
Dark Side, in honor of my birthday coming up in a few days, do you guys have a favorite birthday memory?
No. I don't want that to sound depressing, but no.
My surprise birthday that Sydney threw at Topgolf was really fun. That's probably one of my favorites.
Claire threw me a surprise party a couple years ago because my family never made a big deal out of birthdays, but hers did. And so she did something special for me. And I was like, oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. Crystal says, what's your favorite fun fact?
Fun fact, pee is stored in the balls.
I've heard, I don't know how true it is.
That pee is stored in the balls?
That you can, the strength it takes to bite a finger off is just as much strength as you need to bite a carrot.
I remember hearing that. Pretty sure it's a wives' tale.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
Kind of sus.
I'll fucking do it.
All right, let's see it.
Come on, Mr. Fruit, give us a fun fact. Damn it!
He just
comes up and like he's got his finger in his mouth. Like he's clean off.
It worked.
I would puke.
They're right. I can't think of just a general one, but like I'm sure if we were talking about something, I'd be like, hey, fun fact. But you know what? Fun fact. The fudge. I think it was like the recipe for the way I think it was like the Romans or Greeks or something made. I think it was like cement or something. We don't know the recipe to. It's like something like that because they wrote down essentially the recipe and we found it. Like what they need. Except they're like, imagine they're making something like, yeah, you need this amount of water, rock, shells, blah, blah, blah. And then they essentially the equivalent of like, and then 20 of the usual.
Oh.
Because for them, it was so odd. Like they knew, you know?
Yeah.
But now we're like,
the usual.
Yeah. We don't know what that means. It's kind of crazy to think like, in the future, what will be the equivalent for us? You know, something so simple where they're like, oh, yeah, and just some of the usual, you know? And you're like,
my
oh,
chili man. Recipe.
Yeah. But yeah, there's something like that. It's just pretty interesting.
Strachan, ask, how are you guys liking
you
Halo
made
Infinite?
Me do a fun fact, but Blue doesn't have to do one?
Oh, I thought Blue did one.
He also said P is stored in the balls.
Yeah, that is a fun fact.
I said it first.
Yeah, but mine was
but
more
Blue
serious
was like,
than yours.
Yeah, Blue was my like, anus. Actually, like, just, Blue believes that P.
Yes,
I was genuinely, I genuinely think P is stored in the balls.
Dab. how are you guys liking Halo Infinite so far? I'm not liking it. I haven't played the campaign though, so.
I like it, both of them. I've only played a couple hours of the campaign. But now the new
did
playlist
you do legendary
and stuff. No, well, I don't even think it's unlocked yet. You have to beat it, I think, on, I think either normal or heroic first, I think. I don't even think I had the option. Maybe I was wrong. I don't know, but I was also like, I don't care. If they're like, hey, if you complete on legendary, you get high boost armor, I'd be like, okay. But
all right, I'm there.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the multiplayer is okay. I haven't tried the campaign, though. I am going to stream the campaign, I think, this weekend. Farinelli, you can pull up some trivia questions if you want, Christian. We can get back to trivia after this one. If you had to pick one music genre to snap out of existence, what would it be? Easy, country music.
Whoa, dude, fishing, hunting, and loving every day, brother?
Nah.
Drinking suds with my buds.
They can kiss their cousins to other music.
Probably for me, death metal.
Okay. What the heck?
It makes
I
me
can,
anxious,
I,
man.
I understand that. I can understand that.
Like, nothing against it, but for me, like, I don't have anything against music, but I literally cannot listen to death metal. It makes me so anxious.
It makes can't you shit it. Yourself?
Ooh. Yeah, I just can't do it. If I had to keep only one music genre and eliminate the rest, Mongolian throat singing. Easy.
I would get rid of...
our podcast listeners.
Okay. I'm going to offend a couple people here.
I'm already offended. Okay. You haven't even said anything.
Okay, I'm gonna offend a couple people here, all right?
It's all good and fun unless I'm a couple people. It's gonna be me, isn't it? Think carefully, boy.
I mean,
if you say what you're gonna say, let's hear it, Blue.
I really don't think that.
There's no way you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
I really don't think that, like, the weird, like, appropriation vocal jazz of the 50s should exist. If we could delete that.
That's and a that terrible does mean, take.
Like Frank Sinatra. That's so
terrible take.
Honey, let's go to the ball game. I got two tickets, and you are my gal.
There's a lot of great jazz from the 50s. All right. None of it came from the La La Land white dudes who appropriated it and made it worse.
What about my appropriation of it, Blue? Do you like my appropriation of it?
You're doing great, Rob.
Honey, I love you. You got your red dress on and we're going to the ball game. Yankees.
You know, I'm finding the worst trivia I can.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Tryfume.com/GG.
Who discovered penicillin?
Your mom. Penicillin.
Johnson and Johnson. I'm pretty good, huh?
That's crazy. If by that you mean Alexander Fleming, yeah. Who was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize? It was in 1903. I know that helps.
Helen Keller?
I know this.
I don't know when she was born, but
No. It was I saw this movie. I saw this movie. It was Miss Curie, Marie Curie.
Oh my God.
Is that the women's suffrage voting kind of
Blue
thing?
Blue got it. Wow, you're nuts.
Is that who that is though, Blue?
It was for chemistry, yeah.
Oh, for chemistry. I thought it was for like women's rights to votes and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, and physics and chemistry. My bad.
She went on the first Bachelor and there's some chemistry.
That's no, that is not.
What part of the atom has no electric charge?
Neutron.
I gotta wait for Blue, see what his answer is. It doesn't matter how many times you tell me unless I have both answers.
It's Jackal.
I don't know. It's too much to think about.
Rob was right.
Yeah, because there's proton. Good job, Rob. Proton is positive, and the neutron is negative, and then the center of it is the nucleus.
You got to the answer wrong, but you got the answer right. So that's all that matters. Kind of forgot about the thing called electrons, but you know.
Oh.
What is the symbol for potassium?
Penis.
No, I know this.
Oh, potassium, PTSD.
Well, it's not just P, potassium.
This is a real game show. I was like, sir, you have to leave.
Sir,
leave on these nuts. Like, sir,
we cannot air this.
This is the elemental
periodic
table,
right?
Periodic table, elemental table, Mao. I just offended so many people with that.
Potassium. It's like a weird one.
Yeah, that one's the. That's one of the.
It's not gold. Gold is like N something.
Gold is AU
or AU. That's right.
Come on, you got it.
I'm just gonna say P, even though I think that's wrong.
I'm pretty sure potassium is K.
Blue's right. Kitty's nuts. What is that's meteorology right, the study of?
The study of the weather, or more specifically,
I know this.
Oh, okay. Go.
No,
go
no, Blue. Wrong. You're right. You're right.
But it's the study of the technically the weather, but it's a study of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
To forecast the weather.
Yeah.
Which planet is the hottest in the solar system?
Mercury.
This one, because you guys are on it.
Aww. Stan you.
Aww.
But also, I don't have the answer.
It's Venus.
Oh, really?
Bro.
Oh.
He was so sure.
Destiny has failed me.
Which natural disaster is measured with a Richter scale?
Earthquake. Oh, the earthquake.
What animals are pearls found in?
Clams.
Oysters.
Or oysters.
They
big difference.
They had the, like some like pretty specific, and then these are just like what? Which planet has the most gravity?
Jupiter, I believe.
It's a great movie. Jupiter, I believe.
Because Jupiter is like it's so big, like, and it's just gas. Like it's just a big thing of gas. So that it literally
as a gassy kind of guy, I can tell you a lot of gravity.
I want to say. Probably Jupiter.
Uranus.
Maybe Mercury.
Whoa. Oh, wait,
is not the answer, stupid.
Nice.
Oh, good point.
I was going to say.
I was like, are you going to make a Uranus joke, dude?
I was like, well, it's the biggest one. So like it.
How many molecules of oxygen does ozone have?
A lot.
I think it's like. It's like the atmosphere, the troposphere. I think there's like four. I think it's four.
This is the
surprise you're not doing spelling.
We can do that next. Blue.
Okay, hit me with that one more time.
How many molecules of oxygen does ozone have?
Are you using the word molecules, right?
How many molecules of oxygen does ozone have?
I don't know. Four is my answer.
Wait.
Blue, it's like the troposphere, the atmosphere, like, and then there's space, like all the layers.
Two.
No, there's whip.
You're both wrong. It is three. Seven. Ozone is O3. It is a triatomic molecule consisting of three oxygen atoms. Not ozone layers, but I like where you're at with that. A pop culture trivia. Hey, here we go.
Oh, this is where
comic trivia question. Wow, these all look pretty easy. What is Hawkeye's real name?
Clint.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Clint what?
Clint Bartwood.
Barton. I'll give it to you.
Barton.
You got the first.
I did not know that.
You made me sick. Which Avenger is the only one who could calm the Hulk down?
Oh, Black Widow, because of that really weird random love interest story that came out of nowhere. But that is the answer.
Yeah. Rob? Okay. Yeah. Nightcrawler, that's member of the X-Men, has what kind of powers?
I'm not really big into X-Men, but he's like the weird like he's like super dark. I don't
know. He's blue, Rob.
He's Nightcrawler. Not Darkcrawler.
I don't know what he does.
He can teleport. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Okay. I don't watch X-Men a lot.
Which Infinity Stone was located on Vormir?
Soul Stone.
Yeah, the Soul Stone.
Yes. Jeez. Which original Avenger was not in the first few movies?
Oh, Hulk. Or whatever. What's his fucking name?
Bruce Banner.
No. When?
I mean, that's Hulk. Wait a minute.
No, I'm thinking. Is it?
No. I'm thinking because the Hulk was supposed to be the star, but okay. It was Hawkeye.
No, but he's in the first Avengers. Like he's in the first Avengers movie.
Oh, which original Avenger was not in the first few movies?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. So this is a deep, deep cut type.
Yeah, it's like what superhero isn't in?
So which of the OG?
The Vision, I guess.
Comic book type.
The Vision is my answer. Even though he's in later ones.
No, but that would like open up a whole different like level of.
I was thinking of that weird angel guy who carries the mace around, but I think he's DC. And he's in the Justice League.
Would it have been? Maybe was Ant-Man part of the original Avengers?
Is Ant-Man your answer?
Maybe Ant-Man. I'm gonna say Ant-Man. I think Ant-Man was one of the original, if not Ant-Man, then Vision. But I don't know if Vision was like OG.
I'm going Vision.
My answer is gonna be Ant-Man.
Blue gets it. It's technically the Wasp, but that was a went by Ant-Man or the Goliath, Yellow Jacket, Giant Man, Dr. Pym, the Wasp, and Ultron. Apparently used all those names.
Nice.
What was Superman's birth name?
Kal-El.
Yeah.
Look at Blue out here. Let's go, son.
I did not know that.
This is what I'm built. I'm built for this.
What's the name? Okay. What's the name? Rob, I better hear you first. This. I know you got this one, okay?
Okay.
You need a point.
Okay.
Even though you got Soulstone. What is the name of Batman's butler?
Alfred.
Nice.
Alfred.
The other day I was saying Alfred. I was calling him Albert. Like with my friends the other day.
Albert.
Yeah. I don't know. Why do I feel like Albert is wrong?
Kind of a question is this. Aquaman is from which city under the sea? Because there's many.
Yeah, I was like, I was trying to think of the Neopet world that is underneath the sea.
Is anyone going to say it?
Atlantis.
Yeah. Oh, Atlantis.
I thought it was a rhetorical question.
Well, yeah, maybe they don't. Who is Green Lantern's nemesis?
The Yellow Lantern.
No, it's he's the red dude.
Yeah, he's red and has the yellow suit. I forget what his name is.
Not Mysterio. He has like a weird O at the end.
He does.
Sinestro.
Sheesh. Oh, no, I got that one either. Lastly, what does DC stand for?
Dick cock.
Sir, you were doing so good. Sir.
We were so close.
We were almost were able to air this.
DC? Sorry.
I actually don't know. Dick Tracy? Okay,
so this is...
That's DT. DC. Yeah,
it's like, where are you getting C and Tracy?
Dark Comics? That's my guess. Dark Comics.
I remember this. I remember this because Batman is a detective and DC stands for Detective Comics.
True.
Really? Yep. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And sir, you're doing so good. You knew the answer to that. Why couldn't you just
say it? movies and TV questions.
So it's like, oh, so that's what you're locking in, sir? He's like, no, I'm locking in Dick Cock. Like, okay,
oh. what is the name of the song that Queen Elsa sings as she builds her ice castle in the movie Frozen?
Let It Go.
We actually need you to sing it.
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Sucking dun, on my dun, tits. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, what did you think? Dun, 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 dun. Okay, I just did really good.
Let it go.
Let them in. Be the good girl you've always had to be. Conceal, don't feel. Now they know. Let it go. Let it go. How many films did Sean Connery play James Bond in?
Oh, yeah.
How many what?
How many Daniel films Craig? Did Sean Connery play James Bond in? James Bond.
I don't know. There's so many. There's such a variance between.
I don't James know. There's Bonds. So fucking many. It's like Octopussy and shit like that. I don't know. Like I'll say nine.
It's a different kind of James Bond movie.
I'll say nine.
Okay.
I will probably say six.
Okay, my answer to you is what's in the box?
Seven.
Which Indiana Jones is seven, yeah.
Damn it.
So close to. But Rob, you were closest, if we want to. Which Indiana Jones movie was released back in
1984? Raiders of the Lost Ark? Is that the first one?
It's actually Indiana Jones and the Dick Cock. Yeah.
Why didn't you let him answer that one?
He already knew it.
What about the Shia LaBeouf one?
I think it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Blue?
It's the first Indiana Jones movie. Right?
Rob, you are wrong. It is Temple of Doom.
Temple of Doom is the first one?
1984. I don't know if it's the first one. Actually,
right?
1984.
Okay. No, you're wrong. It's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
No. I think he just said 1984. I assume that meant like the first one. Temple of Doom, I think, is this third one.
Wait, what? What was
the Holy Grail? Is
what
the best
was the
one.
Question? What was the question?
Which Indiana Jones movie was released back in 1984?
Oh,
yeah, I thought it was just like what was the first one?
How many Lord of the Rings films are there?
Okay, three. Well, the original trilogy is three.
Yes.
But if we're including The Hobbit, that's another three.
But that's technically, I guess, The Hobbit, right? So they just have three.
All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll get back to the questions.
What was the name of the actor who played Jack Dawson in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay. So more Leo.
There's a couple more. You get through them real quick, right? Which popular TV show featured House Targaryen and Stark?
Ew.
Game of Thrones.
Okay, so first of all, that's a trick question. You're saying popular. Used to be popular is the phrase you were looking
true,
for.
Dude. It like so
This one might be hard. What was the name of the family who starred in Seventh Heaven? I watched that with my parents a while ago.
Sydney would know. I have
it's
no
clue. The Camdens.
I hate that I know this. It's the...
I watched that with my parents a while.
Seventh Heaven. Yeah. Yep.
Everybody. Which cartoon character lives in the pineapple under the sea?
It's SpongeBob Scorpion!
It's Dick Hawk.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In what year was the first episode of South Park aired?
1998. It might be 1999 or 1998.
I'm gonna say 98 as well.
I'm gonna stick with my gut, and it's 98.
Your gut's wrong. 97.
Oh,
it's close though.
I wonder if they're counting the first thing that they had made, like that little Jesus versus Santa short.
But that was it for the movie ones.
Oh, okay.
Well done.
We got a question. So it's kind of another movie question. From Lakey says, if you're responsible for casting an Oscar-worthy movie and your two main actors had to be an athlete and a YouTuber, who would you cast?
Wait, what? Okay, run that by me one more time.
So, they have to give an Oscar-winning performance is what you mean?
Yes, as you have to cast two main characters, had to be an athlete and a YouTuber. So some sort of love story or something. I don't know.
I think you're just...
The Rock.
He is a YouTuber.
And The Rock. The Rock plays the athlete, and The Rock plays a YouTuber.
That does
sound
Oscar
worthy. And The Rock learns to
directed
love
by
himself.
Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Does sound Oscar worthy because they're like, whoa, he played two.
Yeah, if he's playing this, if he plays himself twice, that's like Yeah, no, that's my answer.
I'm going to one-up you. I'm going to have Tyler Perry as the athlete and Tyler Perry as the YouTuber.
Oh, no. Well, we have to say, we said Oscar worthy.
Yeah, I could say the same thing with The Rock.
Tyler Perry's not winning an Oscar.
When's Rock, the last time we've seen Rock like have a serious role?
That's what I'm saying. If he played himself twice, like that's the level of seriousness. He hasn't been given that opportunity yet.
Okay, well, I'll try and take it seriously. Actor or athlete. Good question.
YouTube.
I don't know enough athlete. Like, I only really know football, so it doesn't really help.
Brad Pitt as the YouTuber. Tom Holland as the athlete.
Oh. No, I thought the question was like, we're choosing an athlete and a YouTuber to be the actors.
Oh, see, I was thinking it was we're choosing somebody to play a YouTuber and a.
I thought we were choosing people who haven't acted, but you would think who are YouTubers and actors. That's what I what say it again.
Okay, yeah, maybe if you're responsible for casting an Oscar-worthy movie and your two main characters had to be an athlete and a YouTuber. Okay, yes, I'm stupid.
Okay, I'm not crazy.
What?
Because I was like, when did Brad Pitt now become an athlete or a YouTuber? I think you're just supposed to choose not an actor who is an athlete and somebody who's a YouTuber.
I see. Okay, I'm all right. I'm gonna take Aaron Rodgers as my athlete. I know that may not be a popular choice.
I was gonna make him cast him as a deranged homeless man.
I just think he could just really, you know, his wife is or girlfriend. I don't know what fiance is. As an actress, so maybe she could teach him a couple things. YouTuber. Fousey tube?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
Yeah, the problem is, like, I only know football players. And not many jump to mind who are football players. You know, Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
It'll be a political piece.
Okay.
And the YouTuber will have to be some
Ludwig.
No.
I feel like he could act. I'm going to pick Ludwig as my YouTuber, actually. I feel like Ludwig can act.
I don't think he can Oscar act.
I don't think he could.
Yeah. See, I think you need to cast somebody to be in this movie I'm making.
Okay.
Some sort of a douchebag white supremacist.
Okay.
So there's probably a good bit. I just haven't gone down that rabbit hole on YouTube, but there's probably quite a few.
Alex Jones? He's a YouTuber.
Yes. but would he be Oscar worthy? I'm not going to lie to you. You know what? I'll go Joe Rogan.
Okay. That's actually Joe. And the award goes to, by George, he's done it, Joe Rogan.
I'd like to thank, first off, Primeapes. They're nuts. They could rip your face off. And they're the only reason we're here. Second, have you ever tried DMT?
God. The Duckstorm says, question for everyone. If you guys were part of a team in an RPG game, what role would you play? Rogue, tank, healer, etc. What would be your weapon of choice? I always like being the healer. I'll heal for this
squad. I'd want to be something cool, but as always, I'll probably end up a tank. That or I want to be a ranger.
Probably I usually mage. Either end up mage or tank.
Hey, there can't be two tanks, eh? There's only one room for me, eh?
Riles says, any of y'all watch Black Clover? I was looking into watching it and I've seen mixed opinions. No, I've never watched.
It's on my list of 8 million animes I need to get to. So I haven't seen it yet, but I plan on eventually.
Blue?
I've heard okay things about it. I haven't heard great things about it, though, so...
Okay.
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay?
Sloth says, what would you sing at karaoke night? Mine is, I feel like a woman.
Feel like a woman.
I have a fantasy. And I think I've told it a little bit.
Come on, girl.
This is my karaoke fantasy. Okay? I walk in, this is it, right? All right, coming up to the stage now is Robert Venegas from Colorado. Scattered claps throughout the right. place.
And then me, whoop.
Yeah, I come up. I mean, he's down. I go, hey, point to the bottom of the bat. Thank you.
Hey.
And then I go, I do a little set. I do like a 2 to 3 minute set of just kind of just talking, working the crowd. You know, I'm just working the crowd. Karaoke, just having a good man. Time. Yeah. Well, no, you know, I'm working the crowd.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Just stage present kind of thing. So I'm working the crowd, 2-3 minute set. And then once everybody's busting up and having a good time. That's when I go, okay, so without further ado, here's Wonderwall. And then here, doom, 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 doo, 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 doo. And then that's when I just go into it. That's like my karaoke wow. fantasy.
You've clearly thought about this.
I have. I want to do that so badly.
Well, let me know when you do so I can be the guy in the back. Whoop, whoop.
I just don't know what my 2 to 3 minute set would be because it would have to kill because I want the whole crowd busting up.
You gotta
While
learn
they're busting up, that's when I go, all right, here's Wonderwall. And then that's when everyone would go, yeah! And then like a talent scout is back there and he goes, hey man, I actually represented Oasis back in the day. Like, we're Jesus actually looking Christ. For a head cover
you
guy.
You really thought about this.
And then
personally,
I go on tour.
I go up there by my lonesome, but I'm in red and white pinstripe suit.
Okay.
Wicker hat. All right, what's this all about?
Are the lights dimmed? It's dark up there?
Just spotlight on me.
Okay.
I go up like it's dark. I go up and like, psh, you know, like a spotlight appears right on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then one, two, whoa. And then boom, pop, somebody pops up next to me. And then pop, pop. It's a barbershop quartet. And then whoa. We start with For the Longest Time, followed by God Only Knows. Spotlights go off. We're done.
Yep. You like barbershop quartets?
Who doesn't?
Is it weird that barbershop quartets make me feel awkward?
For the longest, yep, for the longest awkward. Time. Whoa, for the longest, for the longest. If you say goodbye to me tonight.
Oh, I don't think that's on the karaoke.
Would still, we don't need machine. It, though. There was. It was
we like, are the karaoke.
We're doing For the Longest Time, our rendition. And go. You know?
All right. Blue, what are you playing?
I got so distracted by.
What are you singing karaoke night?
Fuck. I don't know. I hate karaoke. I can't go up there.
That's
dude.
Not
I
true. Would, you've done karaoke after every Dream Team episode.
Yeah, but like in front of people, that's terrifying.
Okay, so we'll give you an AI augmented reality kind of thing. You know, it's like the Masked Singer. We put you kind of in a...
Yeah, and you're like Hatsune Miku.
Yeah. I mean...
You know, like that? So you don't have to worry about it. It's like, woo!
Everyone's back.
Okay. I mean, like, if I had to choose, I don't know, guys. I don't really think
that Carmel
I'd be
Danson?
Able. Like, I don't think I'd be able to. I would choose the song "My Neck, My Back" by Kia.
Oh, that'd be hot.
I thought
that'd
you'd be like,
spicy.
Guys, I don't know if I can.
I didn't really come prepared. Oh, and then like before I start doing my thing too, I want to like tune the guitar while I'm doing my set.
Yep. Ding 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 ding.
Question here from Classy says Fruit. I recently got into Dead Cells, known about it for a while, but never played it until the critically acclaimed gaming subscription service Xbox Game Pass. So the question is, I know you've played many roguelike slash lights. Have you ever completed any? Like you play the hardest difficulty with all the game modifiers turned up the max and just breeze through runs? Question mark.
Hades. For sure, Hades. I think of other ones.
Slay the Spire?
Don't Slay the Spire. Like, I beat it on every... Well, the thing is, I beat on every character. And then I think they... I don't remember. Do they have, like, extra difficulties that'll be on?
You get, like, a key piece that, like, helps you go farther. But, like, if you pick up the key piece throughout it, you, like, pass on relics and stuff that would actually, like, help your build. So,
well, I have beaten one where you collect all three and then there's an extra four. I've beaten that, too. There's, like, a couple. Some of them, though, like, I'll beat. Like, for instance, like, Last Spell, I beat. I don't feel the need to go play Apocalypse 1 and then 2 and then 3 and then 4. But generally, I never don't at least beat like a run or whatever of a roguelike or roguelike.
Okay. Orange, question for Blue. After finishing Endwalker and experiencing the whole story of Final Fantasy XIV, what was your favorite part of Endwalker and the previous expansions? Also, Warrior feels super sick right now. Primal Rend is super fun, along with DRK, but hoping for GNB changes, Sag. Me too.
Yeah, I'm very much hoping for Gunbreaker changes. My favorite part of this and last X-Pack? I'm not going to like say any spoilers because I know... Well, this is the new year, right? But... I'm still not going to say any spoilers. I have to say...
Endwalker spoilers in 2022, not on my podcast.
I think my favorite part is how cinematic they've made the trials. I really, really, really like that. They have really set their game up the past two X-Packs on like the normal trials and just making it seem like just awesome fights. I think my favorite part obviously was the story, but like the music of Endwalker is just
right in the niblets, you know.
Perfect. Just so good. But don't play this game. Get out of my game.
Again. Ezra says, question for all three of y'all. Back in Destiny 1, I love making concepts for exotic weapons and armor, so I'm curious if y'all ever had a personal concept for an exotic. If not, what's a quick, serious y'all can come up with?
I never have one, though.
I never really ever thought of one either. I guess I would see pictures of ones that hadn't come out yet and be like, whoa, those are probably going to do something really cool. Like, I thought Warcliff Coil was going to be the coolest, like, exotic ever, and then we didn't get it for, like, ever.
And then it was garbage.
Yeah, and then it was really bad.
I would make a Destiny 2 version of No Land Beyond.
Oh my god.
Some kind of single fire
lever action rifle. Stop, let it go. Live in the present, bro.
No.
Give me like...
I refuse. But thanks for asking.
I'd like to see like a Destiny's take on like a super modern gun. Like take the Kvavstov or something like that. And like super modernize it, like they found like a gun on Earth that is like super like an M4 carbine.
So the Kvostov?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm living in the past too.
Hey, welcome. We've been waiting.
All right, Blue. What's your imagination over there?
Yeah, Blue. God.
They actually made my
Blue's like got blueprints. Like, okay, well.
They actually made my gun concept. I wanted a scout rifle that had the buffs of No Time to Explain, where like headshots would refund.
Is this Polaris Lance?
And they made Polaris Lance. So they made the gun that I would have designed in Destiny. It's called Polaris Lance.
Oh, I did not know that. Goo Boy, mm-hmm. Howdy everyone. What are we looking forward to in the most in 2022? New Pokemon followed by Witch Queen is occupying my headspace currently, so I guess you could say those for me. Happy New Year. Getting back into the gym. I'm taking that bull by the horns again.
You got
I'm gonna get back into the gym, like weightlifting. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna find a gym that has like a sauna and all that kind of stuff. I'm gonna do some touring. If I have to pay a little extra just to get my ass to the gym, I'm gonna do it. That is what I'm looking forward to most, is grabbing that bull by the horns again and then doing my cardio at home on my Peloton.
Yeah, I guess Pokemon and Witch Queen are about as far out and all I really know that's happening in 2022.
Gen? Copium?
Dude, I'm not huffing that Copium.
What do you think, Blue? Does Pokemon get a new gen next year?
I think it gets a new gen next year. Well, this year now.
Yeah.
I hope you're right, but I don't think so. There's no way Game Freak has been working on an extra new gen all while working on Legend Arceus. That's the way I see it. When I think of Game Freak, I set an expectations minimum. 2019. Fall 2019.
And what is the normal kind of spacing between gens?
It's been different. Usually it's like 4. Well, all right, it's like 4 years. Let me see.
So I guess we're what, coming up on 3, I guess, technically.
Let's see here. Gen 1 was released in the U.S., 98. Gold and silver, very quick, 2000. Or actually 99/2000. It's very quick. Ruby and sapphire, 2003. That was 3.5. Diamond and pearl, 2006/2007. I'm assuming that's Japanese. So 2007, so that was 4 years. Black and white, 2011, 4 years. X and Y, 2013, 2 years. Sun and moon, 3 years. Sword and shield, 3 years.
Oh.
So 2022 would be 3 years.
But you think it's going to be 4?
Yeah, at the least, yeah.
I think you're wrong.
Hey, me too. Me too, Blue. Also, thoughts, Blue. Oh. What do you think the Hisuian, whatever the fudge.
Hisuian Voltorb.
Empoleon is going to look like. Because I am of the thought that all the evolutions past the initial starters are going to be Hisuian. Or at the very least, the final Evo.
I don't know.
I bet Voltorb looks like a Master Ball.
Voltorb has come out. Not
a Master Ball.
He was Happy Voltorb. Very cool concept. I don't know, and I don't really want to think about it, because when it comes to Pokemon, I really like being surprised with the designs they bring out.
But the way I see it is, why have we not seen...
But an armored the fuck up medieval Empoleon, bro? Hell yeah, brother.
If that's the case, I'm going Piplup. But I'm just thinking, they haven't shown anything past, which is pretty sus. And then in one of their trailers, they showed Piplup like level 19. He would have evolved by then. Why wouldn't we just see a Prenplup?
Well, you can just like press B when it's evolving, right? Maybe they just...
Yeah, but why are they hiding it? If it's normal Prenplup, we would know, and they would just show Prenplup.
A little sus.
That's what I'm saying.
Blue, are you looking forward to anything in 2022?
I'm looking forward to a lot of things in 2022. I don't know. 2021 was a really good year for me. So
that's good to hear, King.
I think 2022 will be even better.
Let's make it better. Yeah.
We're going to start 2022 off with a bang, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I was like, no, I don't. What?
No, we're looking for the 15th right now. Trayborn. Says, have you guys been keeping up with the Disney Plus Hawkeye series? Have you been enjoying it, and where does it rank with you in the growing Marvel shows for you? I have not watched a single episode. I have no interest.
I have. You're not a true Marvel fan, because it's great. And it introduces a new character that I'm sure they're going to use in the universe. I haven't seen What If yet, because Claire doesn't want to watch it every time. We're like, well, let's watch it. So I can't say What If, but Captain... I always want to say Captain Falcon. The Falcon, Winter Soldier, and WandaVision. Without seeing the finale, it's hard to say, but I'd put it like...
Better than Winter Soldier or better than Captain Falcon?
Falcon. Yeah, I think I'd put it like Hawkeye, Falcon, WandaVision.
Whoa! What
the fuck?
You got WandaVision as the worst of the three?
How fucking dare you?
WandaVision was good, yeah, but...
You think looking back on it, because like, I feel like it was really good for those first four episodes. You're just like, what the hell am I watching type of thing. So you think as a whole series now, like.
Yeah, it's just like Hawkeye for me right now feels like the most Marvel show. And that's just how I'm looking at him.
What are you talking about?
Hawkeye is your favorite one. Wow.
I'll give you the proper list. All right, you ready for this? One, Loki.
Oh, wait. Oh, I forgot about Loki. Loki's number one.
How dare you call it? How dare you call Hawkeye the most Marvel when Loki's right there?
Yeah, Loki's number one.
Loki number one.
I did forget about Loki too when you made your list.
Yeah.
Loki number one. Because Loki was so good, you almost forgot it was a Marvel show.
Yeah, it's just a masterpiece. So that was a really long movie.
Loki number one. Loki number one. Number two, WandaVision.
Agreed.
And then right now, I would have Hawkeye and Captain America.
I didn't love the Captain America thing. I thought it was okay. Maybe it was because I loved Loki so much.
Captain America definitely had like a long ramp up.
Yeah.
I think Hawkeye's been pretty consistently good.
Yeah, maybe. I think I'll put Wanda above Falcon. I think Falcon's last. Wanda, Hawkeye, Loki.
That I can get more behind, Mr. Fru. So maybe I'll give it a try if it's actually that good. I need to get Disney Plus back then. Stedrin says, if you could have a weapon or armor piece from any video game and it worked like it does in game, what would it be and why? The Lancer from Gears of War. Easy.
I think we had a question like this, and I think my answer was still, I hate this kind of question. Think of all the video games in the world and trying to say what armor and movie.
Lancer. Chainsaw like gun from John Gears of War.
Or Halo. That would be nice, but...
Lancer League of Legends, sick. You know, you could have like.
God. I don't know, there's 100 something weapons in League alone. How in the world am I supposed to?
Who's your favorite champ? You could have Seth's gloves.
Yeah, that's your favorite champ.
Mordekaiser's armor?
No. I don't want to look like a Death Metal Edgelord.
The scissors? Girl?
Quinn? You've seen me play her once, and so you're just like, hey, Quinn.
You love her.
That's like this, one of the like three times I've ever played her. I don't know. If we're talking League, I'll go Vi's gauntlets. They're sick. They're like weapon slash.
The Nemini enemies.
The Nemini.
Fucking love that song.
Everybody wants to be my enemy.
Oh, yeah. So, like, remember when I tweeted that? Like, I thought it was just kind of funny to say Imagine Dragons is shitty. Some people were really like, yo, you could skip it and shit. Shut up, idiot. I know that. My God. I just want to say Imagine Dragons sucks balls, all right? Like, don't think about it too deep.
I just don't know how you could, like, hate something that much.
Oh, God. It
just doesn't bother me.
I hate for Imagine Dragons.
You listen to Imagine Dragons, bro?
Oh, my God. They're so bad.
If I don't like something, though, like, I just don't, like, viscerally hate anything like that.
Oh, ruins my mood. I'm a hater, though, Mr. Fruit. Like,
I'm
sorry. Not a hater. You're not a hater. A hater.
I was sharing Rob's energy right now. I didn't mean to come for you like that.
No, I'm a hater. Like, the Dave Chappelle skit where they're at the haters ball. I'm in the back. Like, all they do is just hate on shit. Yeah, that's me. Blue, what would you pick?
Joe, just give me a classic gunblade, dude. Easy, not even hard. I've answered this with the exact answer before. Give me a gunblade.
All right. Last question here from Green Pete. It says, hi, everyone. First of all, thank you all for the great work. I love all the content. You guys are amazing. Have you done or ever considered any form of fondue? Cheese, Chinoise Borgo Gogoni. I don't know how to say that. I've never had fondue.
I've had one cheese fondue. I'm not a cheese guy, so. Yep, not much to say there. I've had chocolate come out of the fondue thing. We like that. But I'm not a big cheese person, so.
Yeah. You like fondue, Blue?
Yeah, fondue these nuts in your mouth.
Sir, this is a game show.
We are almost done, sir. We're so sorry. Close.
Sir, you're still on the show because you're the 20-day champion.
I'm a little sleep deprived, so I just can't. I've had fondue. I like fondue. I think for me, cheese like that, it starts really dope. Like, so much cheese. But like, it's very easy for me to get oversaturated from it. Like mac and cheese works because you got the noodles breaking up the cheese. And like, the kid in me is like, I will throw down this cheese. But the late 20s of me is, dear God, my poor stummy.
Yeah, your body's like, my ass.
Yeah.
Legit, bro. Like, I don't think, like, I'm lactose intolerant, so I think me going to a fondue place, first of all, fondue places are super expensive.
They are like, so expensive.
Like, yeah. The melting pot, like, I don't know if that's where you had your cheese America? Fondue, Mr. Fruit. What? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Thanks.
But I'm
the great American melting pot.
Sorry. I've never been there. What
is that? Schoolhouse Rocks. That's what I'm singing. All right, guys, but that will do it for us scraping the bottom of the barrel. 2 weeks off. I'll miss you guys. Or 3 weeks off, I guess.
Not for the viewers. Yeah. You guys are getting this content all the way through the new year,
right,
baby.
We didn't go nowhere. We right here. And we'll see you with our 2022 versions.
Yeah.
That's right.
Soon. We're getting that OS update.
It's like, we come back and it's like, we should have stayed.
It was so wrong.
Go back.
But alas, here we are. Hope you guys had a great new year. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Hopefully we get to see you for the rest of this new year and join us on the 2022 journey. Love you guys. Take care.
Oh, hey, last 2021 episode. Kind of.
No, this is in 2020. Or do you mean us recording it?
Us recording in 2020. Yeah. It's all come full circle. Love you guys. We did it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.